Back in 1996, the markets got a painful indication of the power of the Fed chairman. This is the famous moment when Alan Greenspan referred to irrational exuberance. Markets around the world panicked. One lesson is that the Fed chairman's words can have a seismic impact. And no doubt, the current Fed chairman, Ben Bernanke, is aware of that as he prepares to do something unprecedented tomorrow, the first ever regularly scheduled press conference. Now, this is a fixture of life in official Washington, but it's the first time a Fed chief has scheduled an event where he will take questions from reporters. And to talk about this, I'm joined now by Donald Cohn. He's a former Fed vice chairman who served under Chairman Bernanke and Alan Greenspan. Mr. Cohn, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Michelle. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I'm wondering, when he walks into this room and faces these reporters, does he have some sort of dossier of what he can and can't say? And I assume that no one will ever say irrational exuberance again.
I doubt those words will pass his lips tomorrow. I think he'll have thought very clearly about what he wants to say and the message he wants to deliver. He'll have discussed that with the Open Market Committee today and tomorrow during their meeting. He'll make sure that they are familiar and back up what he wants to say in his answers to questions and in any brief opening statement he might have.
Now, do I understand this correctly? I gather that you had some initial concerns about the Fed holding a press conference, but that you've over time changed your mind.
In the past, I was somewhat concerned about the chances that inadvertent mistakes would be made or people would misinterpret what a Fed chairman said in a press conference. As you noted, Michelle, the chairman's words can have very powerful impacts on markets. But over recent years, as the Federal Reserve has undertaken a series of very unusual and unprecedented steps to deal with the problems in the economy, I've come to feel that a press conference answering questions would stand the Federal Reserve in good stead. Whatever risk there was of a misinterpretation, the benefits would far outweigh the costs under these circumstances.
Mr. Cohn, I wonder if you're willing to take us behind the curtain a little bit. You note that the Fed chairman is going to be meeting with the Federal Open Markets Committee, but I'm wondering what else he's been doing to prepare for this. I'd read that he'd been involved in weeks of preparation. How do they prepare him for something like this? Because, as you know, there are these little exercises in a city like this where people actually stand in front of dummy committees, meaning stand-ins to help, right. You know, take incoming fire from the press corps.
And I'm sure that's happened in this case. Certainly preparing a chairman for a congressional hearing was one in which the staff participated in firing questions at the chairman and evaluating his answers to make sure the effect he was having would be what he intended to have.
You know, as I listen to you, I have this image of someone holding a baseball bat standing in front of a pitching machine.
Well, that might be appropriate for the chairman, who's a great baseball fan.
Good analogy, because I almost mentioned a tennis racket instead, but I guess
that would have been the previous chairman.
Donald Cohn is a former Federal Reserve Vice Chairman. He's now a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. Mr. Cohn, thanks so much.
Thank you, Michelle. It was a pleasure to talk with you.
And one final detail about Ben Bernanke. If press conferences are basically theater, Chairman Bernanke is no stranger to theater. He's frequently spotted around D.C. sitting in the audience at plays and musicals with his wife.
Support for Planet Money comes from Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD, as well as an online savings account and a money market account. Learn more at allybank.com.
This is NPR.